Alrighty, another episode of Gazeba Talks. And today's episode will be being on somebody else's time. It's some bullshit, okay? Ain't that right, baby? Mm-hmm. What's wrong? Well, like, think about it, you know. Your boss or whatever, your company says, hey, you gotta be here at 9 o'clock. Hey, you gotta be here at 12 o'clock p.m. Hey, you gotta be here at 20 o'clock or whatever, 2000 hours, whatever, okay? Why? I mean, if that's what you wanna do, hey, don't get me wrong. If you like working for somebody else, hey, oh, kudos to you. But for me, ideally, it ain't it. It's only it right now because, you know, I gotta eat. Bills don't pay themselves. But ultimately, this, you know, being on, like I said, being on somebody else's time is garbage. Whoever came up with that, I think it was what was that guy that made Ford? What was it? I think his name was Ford. Gerald Ford, maybe. I don't know. Ancient dude. Introduced them, whatever. Work week. And it sucks. So, anyway, what do you think? Here I got my fiance right here, too, by the way. She's not wanting to do this podcast with me, but, you know, I made her do it. And what do you think?
I agree.
You agree? Why do you agree? Why do you agree?
Because I think people work in different ways. So there's some people who are morning people, and that's when they do their thing. But there's also people who are night owls, and they're most productive at night. They, I don't know, I just think, and then with the societal 9-to-5, those people who are better at night, like, their strong points don't get to be shown because they're spending so much time just even waking up and whatever. And then you add on the whole concept of being a working parent, well then, you know, your children are with other people more than they are with you. And I don't think that's good. I don't think it's healthy. And I think when something's changed some years ago, as it sounded good, it really wasn't necessarily good. And to each their own. There's some moms who want to be in corporate America and do their things. But there's also moms.
Well, honestly, I think they've been sold this idea of this 9-to-5, you know, go, 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 go. Which, well, I mean, we all drank the Kool-Aid until, I don't know, you woke up somehow. I woke up a long time ago. I know for sure working for somebody or listening to somebody, it ain't it. I want to do it on my own. I want to fuck it up on my own. I want to fix it on my own. I don't want my boss, my supervisor telling me a damn thing. But I have to listen right now because, you know, you get fired the next day if you don't listen, right? What they call it? What do they call it?
Being a subordinate.
Yeah, being a subordinate. Basically calling you a damn dummy. That's what they're calling you. But anyway, continue your conversation. I cut you off.
I don't remember what I was saying.
You were talking about these women going to corporate America. Being go, 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 if that's what they like, yada, 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 yada. Okay, and what do you think is best? Well, for you, anyway. As far as we're working.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You go to work, right? Mm-hmm. You're on somebody's time. You're on the school's time.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole different podcast.
Well, I mean, it's a whole different podcast, but it's the idea that you're working. Well, I'm not talking about the education. I'm just talking about the idea of just going to work. Would you rather be going to work, or would you rather be doing work for your own self?
No, like, I mean, I think it's just, I mean, truly, it just comes down to having that self-discipline, because I don't want to be going to work for somebody else. I want to work for myself. But I still, before you can work for yourself, if you're working on a business or whatever that may be, you've got to have some money coming in. And 9 times out of 10, when you're starting your own business, you don't have that backbone yet. You have to build that. You have to build your resume. You have to build your clientele. You have to build trust with people within your business. So as much as it sucks, sometimes you have to do the 9-to-5 and work from 5 to 9 on your own job until you can have enough so that you can quit that job that you're working for somebody else. And that comes with a lot of discipline.
Okay. And what do you say to those people that like to go to work? They enjoy it.
Good for you.
I said good for you. But for you, it's not it.
No, not it for you.
Hey, for me, it ain't it either.
No, okay. Getting up at 4:30 and then trying to still live my life. Yeah. Be healthy, work out, read books, mental health, rest.
Hey, mental health.
Work, you know, it feels impossible whenever you're doing the 9-to-5.
And mental health should be number one.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of workforces do not. Even when they say they put that first, they don't.
Nobody does.
You have to ask off for a mental health day, and then, speaking for teachers, you know, you have to prep everything that you're going to have for the sub, and it takes more time to take a day off than it does just be there.
Yeah, well, mental health, I mean, they like to say what they call, what's that, EPA? You can always call this number, blah, 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 but look, that's not a day's fix or a week's fix. Mm-hmm. That's an all-the-time, day-to-day, every day.
And they probably document that stuff.
And by the time you get extra crazy, you're like, yeah, you don't fit in here no more. Mm-hmm. You got to bounce the hell out.
Mm-hmm. When really you've been crying for help the whole time. Like, hey, I need some time off, or I need this, or I need that. Or, hey, take this workload off. When really they just add more work and not the pay to be equivalent.
What's that shitty phrase they say? I don't think this job is for you. Like, no fucking shit, motherfucker. Right. You made it that way, huh?
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, what about, what can help everybody? Well, I'm speaking for me. Some people like to work. I like to work for myself. What can help you, or whoever is listening or wants to make that change, switch over to, from being a subordinate to, hey, fuck you, I do what I want to do.
I mean, you have to draw healthy boundaries, yeah. And you have to be willing to speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think there's also a healthy way to speak up for yourself. I think the generation coming in now sometimes gives no fucks.
Which is good. I think it's great. I think it's a great thing, don't you think?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, go ahead.
I just mean, like, there's a way to do it. You can do it respectfully.
Of course, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So,
they're more vocal, this generation?
Yeah, and that's fine. Just still do it with respect.
Of course. I agree with that part. Yes, yes, yes.
But set the boundary. Like, if your job description says XYZ, and then they come back and say, well, we want you to do ABC.
Oh, you're getting fired. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm just, yeah. I thought you do ABC. What do you supposed to tell your supervisor? Either more money or I ain't doing it?
Yeah, straight up.
Okay.
And I think that's part of setting the healthy boundaries. And if they know from day one that's how you are, then awesome. I do think there is a fine line, though, because sometimes to move up in a business, you have to show that you can handle those things. So, you know, one time, cool. But the 17th time that you're asked to stay late or this, that, and the other, like, you've got to set those boundaries of, hey, like, these are my hours. If you want to pay me overtime, cool. If you don't, then it's not happening. It's just setting healthy boundaries.
Yeah, I agree. And at what point is your work unhealthy for you or your family?
Definitely when you come home crying every day, or you come home stressed out, or you come home and go straight to your room and don't move for 3 hours.
And now what do you do? Because, look, you don't have anything going on for yourself besides that beautiful job that's paying you $101,000 a year. You got a beautiful house. You got bills. You got your kids in private school. All that good stuff. Now what?
I don't know. I think that's where that line comes. Because you can't quit, but you should quit because of your whatever.
Mental health. Hey, I'm all for mental health. Mine is number one.
But I think, too, maybe before you quit, you just remember what you're good at. Remember what you're good at, what you like to do. Find something that fits in that realm. Like, for me, you know, I wanted to teach. Okay, okay, well, that era has come to an end, I still want to help people. So you can still figure out what it is that works for you and how you can make that difference, and then where you can go to do that. And maybe you take a pay cut. A pay cut is worth it when it comes to your mental health.
And go into a different position.
Absolutely.
Oh, I agree. And hopefully your household is at least you have good amounts of other incomes coming in.
Correct.
So you can make that or, you know, what's everybody's phrase, downsize or whatever you see fit that will fit your budget without mm-hmm. killing yourself. Mm-hmm. I agree. So be more vocal. Don't be scared of getting fired, I guess.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, no matter what, I mean, something could happen to you. They're going to replace you immediately, no matter what.
Tomorrow.
So you have to always remember that.
I remember there was this one fucktard I met. I forgot when. I'm not going to say where I worked at or where, whatever. I'm talking, you know, we're talking, and it's like, oh, at least you have a job, right? I almost smacked the living shit out of him. Well, like, what the hell? I remember one of my coworkers was, you know, bitching, complaining. He had every right to complain and bitch. And first thing that came out of this damn supervisor's name, he said, there's other places hiring, McDonald's, whatever. Like, I mean, which is true, but it's fucked up in a way, you know? I get it. I grew up in the 1960s where you grew up all you had at work, but the world is changing. That world is changing, okay? Either adapt or get swallowed up. Do what you love, do what you want to do. If working a regular job is for you, so be it. Be that place else. If you need something, something you want to do by yourself, work for yourself, create your own company or whatever, do that as well, okay? To each his own, all right? But if you're not happy, please, change your job. It will take some time, obviously, but change it. Change it tomorrow, change it next week. If you can't do it right now, start making a plan on how you can make that change. And make it realistic. You don't want to end up screwing yourself over. Okay. But, you know, you can do it. I'm in the process of doing it. I know a bunch of my friends that are in the process of doing it. Because I figured out that working for somebody is not for me. Is it okay right now while I'm figuring out something else? Absolutely. And one of my friends has already succeeded in that area. And I wish you the best, and I wish you the best in your process of finding something else or just, you know, having a better life, really, okay? Safe day. Happy MLK Day. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your family. Stay tuned.